classics, man. I mean, it's like an instant classic. Was that Old School? When was Old School made, Colfax?
2005.
Seriously?
I made that up.
Okay.
But it seems about
no,
right.
No, I was definitely in school still. So, because we watched it all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought of that just now, but...
I think it was like, came out just before I probably started watching movies like that. So I've seen it.
Did you like it?
I need to watch it again. I haven't seen it in a while.
I didn't really like the storyline, but there's just so many great one-liners in it that make the movie. It's
typical
kind
Will
of a
Ferrell.
Ridiculous storyline, you know. He's Owen Wilson is living on campus, but the school's like, no, you have to be a what are they? What are the dudes? They're not. Are they
fraternities?
Fraternities. That's dude thing. They're the fraternity, and they said, no, you have to be involved in school. You have to either go here or host a fraternity. So he starts a fraternity with a bunch of random people, and that's the movie.
Yeah. Shenanigans ensue.
There's like an old man in it. You're my boy, Blue. Like, that's a great line. Oh, boy. That's how we start a Thursday show. You know what, Colfax? We start fresh. Thursday night special coming up. No football, obviously. They got basketball. My goodness. Look at the basketball lineup we have tonight. We had no local games on last night, but you look at this, man, and we are loading it up. You got Montana State taking on UNC tonight. 6 o'clock's the pregame show, the Lemons and Heating and Cooling pregame show, and then 6:30's tip-off. I'm looking for, like, the next four games, I'm looking for the Bears to go 3-1. I'm kind of setting that right now. I think they need to at least split with Montana State. I think they should beat Idaho both games. And again, keep this in mind. Coach Smiley and I are pretty good friends, but he's probably like, dude, lay off. I'm putting a lot of pressure on a first-time Division I head coach. Like, I do. I think that I think he has the core. I think he has the team to do it. And I think Bodie Hume, and I'm kind of leading this brigade as far as Bodie being the big sky MVP. He doesn't have the numbers yet, but I think they're going to come as we get further and further into the season. He is in the top five in most of those major categories, so that's good. You got UNLV CSU tonight. And David Roddy is becoming like a big-time name now. He's a lot of fun to watch. He could have played football, I think. He's one of those well-rounded athletes. So the Rams are 6-2. They're going up against, you know, not a very good UNLV team. However, this is UNLV's first conference game. So they play at 6 o'clock. They're on CBS Sports. The Rams are favored by 8.5. Then you have Oregon taking on CU. A note here, that game was supposed to be 7 o'clock tonight on FS1. They moved it to 3 o'clock. COVID time.
Yeah,
you know,
trying to avoid. You move it up. COVID. There's COVID going to be there at that time.
COVID goes to bed or you know, a little bit later.
Later.
So you want to get early. You want to get ahead of it early.
But sometimes it's early and you beat it later.
Honestly, just depends on the wind and the temperature.
Yeah.
So they're gonna move that game to 3. If you're tracking along. That game's going to be tough. You know, the Ducks are 3-0 in conference play. They're 8-1. Eugene Aumorier, 37% from three-point line. So, I mean, he's a stud. I think I'm saying that name right. Both teams, though, Senior Laden, I mean, they have a lot of great leaders on this team. So you have that one. And then the Mavs and the Nuggets tonight. You know, a little Luka action. Luka, Nikola, two of the best players in the NBA. And I'm excited for this game. I think it's time, Denver. Now, do you feel better about the Nuggets? Chris Dempsey's our positive Pete. You know, Dempsey of Altitude TV, what's not to like about this guy? I mean, he's the nicest guy you'll ever meet. His arms are bigger than my entire body. Seriously. He looks like he could play football or something. And he always kind of puts his positive spin. Now, I'm not saying he's a homer. I know he works for Altitude TV. But he'll get real with you. He's saying more or less that this is just a team trying to work out a couple of kinks. You shouldn't be that worried about it yet. Do you feel any better, or do you still have your concerns?
Do I feel better because Dempsey said that?
Yeah.
Yes.
You do feel better because Dempsey said that. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I did leave that conversation going, you know, come to think of it, Jermichael Green's only going to get better. And, you know, you get Michael. It sounds like Michael Porter Jr. is going to play. So I don't know if Dempsey had that. He didn't have that information quite yet. And sometimes when he does, he doesn't want to get that out just at that point because he does work with the team, right? So it sounds like Porter's going to go. In what capacity? I don't know. Does he start? How many minutes? What does that look like? So we'll get into that. But, man, all four great. Great game. Not necessarily great games. Like, CSU should stomp UNLV, right? Shouldn't they? I mean, again, UNLV, they haven't played any conference games, so you have to be careful. This is where college sports will get you. They did lose to a Big Sky team. They lost to Montana State, and I don't think Montana State's very good based on just what we've seen already. They lost 91-78 to Montana State. So, Colfax, this should be a bloodbath tonight, shouldn't it? I think Colorado State runs away with this thing. I'm just looking at, you know, they beat K-State. That's their one win. They got their a lot of games canceled and postponed. They were supposed to play Pepperdine. They were supposed to play Eastern Washington. That got canceled. Both those got canceled. They were supposed to play Wyoming. Those games got postponed. So they haven't played in a little bit. So I would imagine Colorado State takes this one. All right. So this is kind of the news out there. Deshaun Watson. Okay, how much of a rumor is this that he might be not happy in Houston? Well, yeah, they suck, and he's great. Does he want out? Would he ask for a trade? Pro Football Talk put out an article that's just basically conjecture, but it does get us talking. Pillify Dan, thoughts on Chubb, Locke, 3 firsts, 2 seconds for Deshaun Watson. Oh, my gosh. Pillified in. Old school is not ridiculous whatsoever. Literally is my dream job. Like that line, just bring your green hat. We're going streaking. Hugh, come on. Bring your. I love that line. Chubb, Locke, 3 firsts, 2 seconds? No. That's too much. The draft picks are crazy. Chubb, Locke, and a first. Would that be enough? Now, if you're Houston, you're looking at Drew Locke. No. Bradley Chubb's good, but is he, you know? Houston's trading away everybody, though. And if Deshaun's not happy there, I mean, he's making money, making a lot of money. Signed that 4-year, $156 million, went $39 million salary. If they trade him, it would result in a cap charge of $21.6 million. So I don't know if it's realistic just yet. Noob, it's Luke Wilson. Did I say Owen Wilson? They're brothers.
They look similar.
I got the wrong Wilson.
They play the same character a lot.
They're the same guy.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Although yeah. Owen's a little more, hey, how you doing? I'm Owen Wilson. Is that good?
That was good.
Yeah, I've been working on my impressions. Uh-huh. That's my New Year's resolution. Better impressions. So, hey, I'm Owen Wilson. Hey, Vince Vaughn, let's do another movie together. They do like 80 movies together.
Mickey Mouse.
We're going through the quad. You're crazy. It took 2 firsts to get Jalen Ramsey, who's a corner. You're saying 3 firsts. How many seconds? 3 firsts, 2 seconds. Bradley Chubb, who was a top 5 pick 3 years ago. I mean, if you just took Chubb and throw Locke in there, because that's like throwing in a washing machine or something. Throw Drew Locke, 3 firsts for Deshaun. I'm good with Brett Rypien backing up. I mean, because if you go that route, do you want Drew Locke around anymore? Because that's just controversy. I don't think so. I don't think you throw Chubb in there then. That's too rich, man. That's a crazy good deal. 2 seconds, 3 firsts. Chubb and Locke, that's absolutely nuts, man. Eastside Chris. Rabbit hole question. I like this, by the way. This is great. Eastside Chris has taken his own. Did Eastside Chris just get into the Hall of Fame right now? He's got now his little corner, and he's like a wizard hat on, and he's sitting in a dark room, and he's got all these rabbit hole questions surrounding him, all these bizarro questions. Should Elway go out in a blaze of fire? Oh, and trade Locke, 3 firsts, and Boulder D-Mac and Boulder County for Deshaun Watson. Do you just go all in? I mean, Deshaun Watson, man. I mean, he's on a bad team, but he's got to be one of the top quarterbacks that we don't talk about because he's on such a bad team. It also goes to show you that sometimes not just a great quarterback will make your team. You have to have good management. You have to have a good rest of your crew. And when Bill O'Brien trades everybody away, it's kind of hard for Watson to be successful. Noob says, I say Locke, 2 first-round picks, and throw in Dixon. I think, dude, that just you just basically dissolved the two first round picks. Then, if you're throwing Dixon in there, sound like Mr. Hankey from South Park. That's what Noob said. All right, so my impression so far is not very good. There's no such thing as too rich for Watson. Trade our entire 52 for Watson and build around him. Listen, Watson would make sense in Denver, like as far as if he had some say in a trade because of the receiver talent. I mean, what could Deshaun Watson do with Cortland Sutton, Tim Patrick, Jerry Jeudy, KJ Hamler? My goodness. You mortgage your future, though. You don't have any more first-round picks. You don't have any more second-round picks, according to what Pillow Fight Dan thrown out there, for the next 3 years. For the next 3 years, and again, you could change the dates on some of those and not do the current. Definitely, this is going to be an appealing draft pick, too. I mean, if you're Houston, you're already out of an early one. I guess they don't. But this would put them back in that top 10. So, it's appealing. Because if you don't have a quarterback, you're wasting your time. And I think that... So, hey, Pillow Fight Dan, you were kind of a Drew Lock guy. So are you done with Lock, or is it just a, well, if you can get Watson? It's kind of like the Tebow Manning thing, right? You know, sure, the Tebow thing was adorable. We loved it. But it's Peyton Manning. It's time to go win some football games. 17 minutes after the hour. I got to get a lot to talk about today, man. We've so much to get to. Kelly Lyle's going to join me. I have my Thursday night special, first one of the new year. Pumped for that. Cannot wait. What else are we going to talk? Oh, Hoops in the State, general manager candidates, Champ Kelly. I mean, that's the name that just keeps kind of rising to the top. You know, there's going to be a lot of things a general manager for the Broncos has to deal with and figure out. But these three things right here, setting Deshaun Watson aside right now, the dream, how you handle Drew Lock, what do you do about Von Miller, what do you do about Justin Simmons? Like, those are all really, really big, probably the biggest as far as player personnel go. Your quarterback, your big money guy, your franchise player, you know, your Ring of Famer, Hall of Famer, and your current stud. I mean, Justin Simmons is probably the best player on the team. If not, damn close. So how you handle that's going to be very interesting. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. All right, what's taken most of your attention tonight? Montana State, UNC, UNLV, CSU, Oregon, CU, or Dallas and Denver? Let's go to the whole show.com to vote. Look at the Rams fans. Look at the Rams fans. Step, good for you, Rams fans. You don't care. You don't care that UNLV lost to Montana State by like 700. You're going 40% Colorado State. Second is Dallas and Denver tonight. Then it's Montana State at Northern Colorado. Then it's Oregon at Colorado. Well, because it's 3 o'clock, the Oregon-Colorado game, so I can imagine why most of you were like, I'm not going to be watching that one. But that's probably the bigger... as far as the marquee matchup there, because you have a top 25 team in Oregon, and CU was in, now they're back out, but a shocking win over Oregon. I think they split with the Ducks last year, would put them right back in, I would imagine. So go vote on that. I'm curious to see where you guys are. Power to Play Sports poll question. Which basketball game will have most of your attention tonight, or are you going to be watching, you know, Everybody Loves Raymond reruns, something like that, or Cobra Kai? It's what we talked about in the Nerd Show last night. Have you broke into that yet?
Not the new season, no. I did watch the first two.
The first, good?
I like it.
Highly recommend it?
I would recommend it. It's good TV. It keeps with the nostalgia, but it's also current, too.
Well, that's what's genius about the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, because there's all these movies, like Bill and Ted. 40 years later, there's still Keanu Reeves doing stuff. I don't care for that. But what they did was they spun it around. They took Karate Kid, the worst character, right, the bully, and flipped it around and basically made it about him and how that fight impacted him. Like, that's cool.
It is cool.
I love the idea. I'm gonna break into it. Definitely going to talk about it. All right, 20 minutes after the hour. Go answer the poll question. What's taking your attention tonight? Don't forget, we'll have Kelly Lyle on. We'll talk Colorado State. I haven't touched base with Kelly because we haven't had him on in a while, but the McBrides are returning. there are a lot of decent players returning to Colorado State. You know, we know Trey McBride could just jump right into the NFL, probably be an early pick. Is Adazio just this good of a sales guy? I mean, that was a big move, so we'll talk about that so much more. 20 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. NoCo Now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Halls Show on 1310 KFKA.
Four minutes after the hour. Welcome back. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy. I'm live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Hooligans, listen to me. You guys, you're tired of looking around your walls, your man cave, and there's just nothing cool in there anymore. You don't have the right stuff. You have old stuff. You need to update it. You have a lot of great players in the state of Colorado or whatever you're a fan of. That's why my friends over at No Limit Collectibles will hook you up. There's no limit to what you can collect. Man, I'm looking at some of the pictures here that I took when I was in there last week. One of the coolest things on here, there is a, it's called Greatness Defined. I don't know if the stream can get that. Probably not. And we're working on that stream, by the way. I'm going to give you Hooligans the inside look soon. We'll give you that stream, and you can watch as Colfax and I dance half the time during the breaks. Just dance. It's like square dance, though. It's just something kind of cool. There's this sign, Greatness Defined. It's Kobe Bryant squaring up against Michael Jordan. Both have signed it. It's one of those that I personally would absolutely love to have. They have local stuff too, though. Nikola Jokic stuff. They have Jordan's shoes from every era through the years with Michael Jordan. So check them out. Tell them we sent you. They're in the outlets shops in Loveland. You can buy, you can sell, you can trade. So even if you have some old cards and you're thinking, man, maybe these are worth something, take them over to No Limit Collectibles. They'll hook you up. And tell them we sent you here from the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Power to Play Sports poll question. Which game's going to have most of your attention tonight? UNLV CSU, Montana State UNC, Oregon CU, or Denver and Dallas? Pillow Fight Dan says, hey, I love my girlfriend, but if someone hotter and more rich expressed interest, I'd probably kick those tires. So you're saying, all right, I like you, Drew. But what does that do to Drew's psyche if they know you're going out? That you're going out, and then you come home, and Drew's like, I could smell the alcohol in your breath. Where have you been? We were just talking to Deshaun, man. We were just talking to him. Oh, yeah? Just talking? I know where that leads. It's got weird fast. Thanks, Pillify Dan. Noob says, hey, tell Watson I can give him a lifelong pass to the den. If he says, if he gets traded to the den. Of course you can, Noob. That's good. I don't know. Maybe so. You got to get this general manager thing figured out. Champ, does it seem like Champ Kelly's going to be... I mean, his name just keeps rising. I keep hearing his name more and more and more. But again, how he handles Drew Locke, how he handles Von Miller and Justin Simmons, that's going to be... When you sit down with a prospective GM, what do you think of Drew Locke? Because we need to know. Can you make this guy a quarterback? Can we make this guy a quarterback? Champ worked with, plus Champ, I mean, come on. Bring another Champ back to Denver? Perfect. He worked with Vic, so he could answer that question maybe better than anyone. Can Vic do it himself, or can he bring in enough people to make Drew Locke into a great quarterback? Can you develop him? Von Miller, what do you think about him? You know, we have the club option on him this next year. Do you think you can get his contract down? Do you think it's worth fighting? Or do we just move on? How about Justin Simmons? He thinks he's worth $14 million. He made $11.4 million in the franchise tag last year. Do you think he's the best franchise in the league? Because if so, are you going to pay him? You have a lot of other decisions to make, too. Kareem Jackson's up. Club option, though. So, should be able to get him. You really need him. I mean, there were at times throughout the year, he was their best player on the field. Elijah Wilkinson's up. Shelby Harris is up. Some other Will Parks, you know, nice addition late was up. DeMarcus Walker had some nice games. Anthony Ciccolo, young player, or kind of a young player. Was he in late 20s, I suppose. So I'm just kind of looking at some of the names here. Tim Patrick's coming up. I mean, you got to resign him, right? So I'm curious to see. And obviously, Philip Lindsay, he's got the restricted free agent. So that is basically, yeah, let him go out. Let him see what's out there, and you can match it. I'm very curious to see what they will match or if they'll match that offer and keep Philip Lindsay in Denver. Now, I just clicked on his market value. What do you think his market value is? His salary. What do you think, according to SpotTrack.com, they think Philip Lindsay is worth yearly?
Got to be $4 million.
Dude, this has got to be some kind of a... So we're looking at all of the... You know, we're looking at all of the other running backs. So like Melvin Gordon, $16 million. You know, a lot of other running backs are higher up in that area. They're saying $11 million market value for a guy like Philip Lindsay.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
I mean, yeah, great. I mean, is $11 million a lot at this stage? I mean, you look at Melvin Gordon. That was his overall total was 16, but he's at 8. So is Gordon worth more than, or is Lindsay worth more than Melvin Gordon at this stage? I mean, Ezekiel Elliott's at 15. Le'Veon Bell's at 13. Austin Eckler's only at 6. I mean, and again, Philip Lindsay was hurt a lot this year, so did we not really get to see the full effect of Philip? I mean, it was a rough year, but the first 2 years, I felt a lot better about that. I would feel a lot better about that number. I feel like that's a pretty high number. First Advantage text line is, you'll get at us now, 970-478-1301, 970-478-1301. If you're new to the show, text KFKA. To get involved in the conversation. 30 minutes after the hour, let me tell you about SCL Mortgage. Go to their website, myspecialmortgage.com. They are family and veteran owned. And you know, interest rates are at all-time lows. So now is the time to get rid of any consumer debt that you have. Car loans, credit cards, student loans. That interest is not tax deductible and your house payment is. SCL has been serving Colorado for 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call them at 970-444-1222 or check them out online at myspecialmortgage.com. 31 minutes after the hour, we'll talk Colorado State, UNLV. More on the football side, too. Is Adazio selling these guys on something special happening next season? First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA, the Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Stay tuned for details. Coming up, we're going to register somebody today for our Madden Challenge coming up on February 6th. We're going to be hooking up with NoCo Mobile Gaming, playing inside that bad boy. I think you can get up to 10 people at a time playing. So bring your A game. Thanks to Greeley Bears Pop Warner, we're going to be giving the winner a PlayStation 5. Yeah, that's pretty sweet. So I'm excited about that. So stay tuned. We'll register someone for that. In a moment, Kelly Lyle of the Fort Collins Coloradoan. Kelly, I want to get into some basketball because the Rams going up against UNLV tonight. But let's go to football first. I haven't talked to you in 2 weeks, so I know it's old news, but the McBride's coming back. And we're seeing some other names coming back. First off, what does this mean for Colorado State? Is Adazio selling these guys on something where they're starting to believe that maybe if we come back one more year, we can make something special happen for the Rams?
Well, I think that's exactly it. It's a big part of he's clearly showing that he can at least recruit his own players. And in this day and age in football, that is maybe a bigger deal than recruiting high school recruits. Because these are guys that have already are invested in your program. You've already invested in them. So getting them to stick around, believe in what you're doing, and continue moving in the direction you're trying to move, I think is huge. And certainly anybody who's watched Colorado State football the last couple of years knows what a talent Trey McBride is. I mean, he is just everything you think you want in a college football player. He's tough. He's strong. He's just as active when he doesn't have the ball as when he does. I mean, he's always blocking downfield and running plays. And when another receiver gets the ball, he's exactly what you want. And so he is the kind of guy. Adazio made it very clear when I wrote the story on him earlier, and Adazio's talked about it a lot of times. Trey McBride's his kind of guy, and Steve Adazio is Trey McBride's kind of coach. They clicked. For whatever reason, they really clicked. And getting him to say he's coming back, here's a guy that we pretty much know is going to get a shot to play in the NFL whenever he chooses to make that move. And so for him to come back and say he wants to play another year at Colorado State and be part of what Steve Adazio is building is huge. And I think that his decision has then went ahead and influenced some of these other guys, Marcus McElroy, Marshawn Cameron, some of the other guys we've seen since then that maybe aren't quite as significant to the Rams' success, but they're certainly not irrelevant to it. These are starters. These are guys that want to be back. I think that says a lot. And frankly, it does say a lot about maybe some of the culture things that we've heard are broken in the program. Maybe they're not as bad as we thought, Maybe there is a real new direction going. We don't have nearly the level of access to this program that we've had in the past. Even pre-COVID, it was pretty shut down. But then when you add the COVID issues in, only playing four games, only two of which most reporters who cover the team were actually able to attend in person with doing interviews on Zoom. It's hard to know for sure what's happening in that program right now, but these guys saying they're coming back is a positive sign because people jump ship pretty quickly when things aren't going right, especially when it looks like the NCAA is going to approve the free one-time transfer rule. Some of these guys, like, Trey McBride's eligible for the draft. Some of these guys are very close to earning degrees, could probably graduate and go elsewhere as a graduate transfer. It says a lot, I think, about, that there's definitely some belief in what Steve Adazio and this staff are trying to do. And that's a real positive sign because there were some signs during the season that might not have been the case. And I think maybe this kind of rebukes some of that thought a little bit.
Yeah, I think you're right. There were certainly a lot going around on this program, but you said it, Trey McBride. I mean, right now, Kelly, if he decided to enter the NFL draft, where do you think he would be taken? Would he be a first rounder? Is that too generous?
Too generous. There's a lot of really good tight ends coming out right now in college football. They're college football, but tight ends are also becoming so much more valuable. So I think he'd be somewhere in a third through sixth round kind of draft pick. Which is, no guarantee of success, but he wouldn't be passed over in the draft. I'm pretty certain of that. Somebody would take him and take him proudly with one of those selections. I think that'll still be the case as long as he doesn't, have some kind of career-ending injury or something, which is always a risk that these guys take when they decide to come back. But he clearly believes he wants to play another year of college football, and, maybe some of it's because he doesn't really feel like season this year. I mean, this four game, I think he himself said it was more like playing some scrimmages. It wasn't, you didn't really feel like you got a true season in the way things worked out. So maybe that's some of it, but clearly he's a guy that has an NFL future and he chose to at least hold off on that for another year to come back and be part of Colorado State's program.
Yeah, no question. Well, like you said, I think that is a key point when you look at Steve Adazio, because this day and age, more than ever, just getting your guys convinced to stay with your program, whether it's for the NFL, whether it's to just enter the transfer portal like we saw Patrick O'Brien do. I think, Kelly, we kind of assumed that, right? After that first game of the season, like you said, access has been limited for sure, but I think we all just got that sense that just Adazio and O'Brien, they don't seem to click.
No, they don't. Neither of them said anything publicly, you know, wrong about the other one. They both said the right things and the opportunities. And we did have, of all the people, we did have opportunities to talk to among players. Patrick O'Brien, we probably talked to more than any this season. Maybe he and Trey McBride were kind of right up there among guys we did speak to a lot. And so, you know, but you could just read between the lines. You could see the facial expressions. You could see so many other things to just know that Patrick O'Brien, he knew very early on the Todd Senteo decision right away meant Steve Addazio knows I'm not his quarterback. He wants to change. He's going to do everything he can to put somebody other than me out there. The only reason that Patrick O'Brien probably continued to start was he was still the best quarterback the Rams had. But that doesn't mean his coach really believed that he was the guy that could lead them to great things. And I think any quarterback, you want to believe that, you know, you're the guy that's going to lead your team. And if your own head coach has doubts about that, it's probably pretty hard to carry on and play at your best.
Yeah, no question about it. Kelly Lyle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And now moving on to the basketball side of things, what a weekend it was, and into the week too for Colorado State. Crazy comeback first against San Diego State. They win 70-67 in an afternoon game where I'll admit, Kelly, I was starting to fade into nap mode, and then I start waking up. The Rams make that comeback. Then the second game, it looked like maybe we were going to see a repeat. CSU keeps bouncing back. They just couldn't quite pull off the magic that they did. Either way, you walk away, you're 6-1, you're 3-0 in the conference, and you beat one of the best teams in the country in San Diego State. You got to be feeling really good about yourselves if you're Nico Medved and the crew.
Yeah, I certainly think that's true. You've got to feel good to come away from a split at San Diego State. Is huge for any team, especially to do it fairly early in the conference season when you were just coming off a couple tough games at Fresno, or against Fresno. You know, there's a lot of things at play here, but I think those are going to, when we look back on it and when the conference standings come, you know, or back in late February when we're looking at where teams rank, I think that split is going to turn out to be huge for Colorado State. It's going to help them out in potential tiebreakers. But I think the biggest thing it does is it helps them out in their own confidence level. And then to come back that far down, one of the worst things you can have a bad team do is just kind of cash it in early and say, we're done. You know, we're not going to win this game. We're down too far. When you see a team come back from as far back as they were, that played as poorly as they did in that first 10 minutes, come back and beat a really good team on the road, there's going to be no quit in this team the rest of the year. Maybe for many years, that's going to be looked back on as the constant, hey, this is why you keep playing hard. You just keep plugging away, chipping away. You can still win this thing. You know, they got down by 29 in the Saturday game and still made it, or in the Monday, still made a run for it. You know, I mean, yeah, they ended up losing by double digits, but, you know, given that they got down 29, they still played a pretty good second half to even have any respect out of that game. So I think it says a lot about this team, and I'm really anxious to see what they're going to do moving forward.
Yeah, me too. Should be able to handle UNLV coming up here. Kelly, is there a fear now, Nico Medved, that's what you always worry about with Colorado State, right? Once you get a guy that just starts winning big games, everybody loves him, his team loves him, is Medved the kind of guy you think will keep growing with this group, where maybe they are consistently competing for Mountain West Conference titles? Maybe they are consistently, maybe once in a while, getting into the big dance even, or secondary tournaments too. Is there that fear that, all right, the better he does, the more looks he's going to get from other teams?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny that Colorado State fans just constantly play that card and look at it like that's a bad thing. First of all, it just doesn't happen that often. Yes, it happened with Tim Miles. It happened with Jim McElwain. So there are two recent examples where coaches used Colorado State in getting the Rams in a good position as a stepping stone. But I think if you go back, most fans would still take those seasons and take those experiences again. So it doesn't do you any harm. This is not – Wyoming has a real complex about that. I mean, there are some really, really good football coaches and really, really good basketball coaches that spent a little bit of time at Wyoming before going on to do bigger and better things. Colorado State, most coaches leave because they're fired or they resign under pressure knowing they're about to be fired. So when you have a coach leave for something bigger and better, that means he's done some really good things in your program that you should be happy about, and he's going to leave it in good shape for whoever might come along to replace him. So I don't think those are good fears to have, and I also think Nico Medved has a little bit more of a connection to Fort Collins and Colorado State than maybe some of these other coaches we've seen do that have. He's got young children. He, part of the reason for taking the job was he wanted to raise his family here. Now, I'm sure Minnesota is his dream job, and if Minnesota were to offer him the job, that'd probably be pretty hard to turn down. You know, maybe there's another Big Ten job or two out there that would be sort of his dream job type things, but I don't think Colorado State fans really have to worry a whole lot. First of all, for a couple of years, because he hasn't done anything great yet here. We all see the writing on the wall, but so far it hasn't been anything special. We know it can be and very likely will be, but it hasn't yet. And then the other thing is, I think it's going to take a really, really special situation to lure him away. I don't think he's just going to jump at the first next best, the next offer for more money that comes along. He's not that kind of a person.
Well, he's a great guy. He is able to balance that really well as far as being a great guy, but also being tough when he needs to. But I particularly love watching the post game, the Colorado State post up on the Twitter when he runs into the locker room. I'm pumped up. I'm ready to go. So I think for all the talk about the Rams and just a lot of negative press, we know, Kelly, over the summer and leading into the football season, it sure seems like they got a really, really good one in Nico Medved. They'll take on UNLV tonight, CBS Sports Network, 6 o'clock. Shouldn't have any issues there, right? Should be able to take care of the Rebels pretty easily.
You know, you would think so. The Rebels haven't played in 33 days.
Wow.
Now, the good part for them in that is that also means they've had a lot of time to get ready for this game. But the truth is they've only been practicing together as a team for about a week to get ready for this game. They had a very, very long layoff, 33 days. You know, we saw how the Rams kind of struggled a bit coming back from a three-week layoff. Add two more weeks onto that layoff and try to return from it, and that's kind of what UNLV is doing. It's going to be tough, and they're in a similar situation. They've got a relatively new coach. They're in a rebuilding mode, and so I would think that Colorado State should be able to win these two games, but again, you never know for sure. That's why we love college sports so much. Nothing's a certainty, but I think the Rams could be in really good shape after these two games and be sitting at 5-1 in the Mountain West, which would be huge.
Yeah, absolutely. Kelly, appreciate you as always, my friend. What are you working on for us that we could check out at the Colorado one?
Well, working on a lot of longer term things, but talking some later today to people at CSU a little bit about the athletic finances and kind of how they're navigating COVID-19 and the soon-to-be startup of all their spring sports and fall sports that got postponed, like volleyball and things like that, how they're going to, navigating the finances of this. They're in better shape than a lot of schools, partly because the university went out and got some debt restructured right at the start of all this so that they wouldn't have to cut back as significantly. But I'll be working on a story on that. And then also a couple different things I've got going on really that are some high school sports stuff as they figure out their plans for the upcoming season B. I'll be talking to some folks today and tomorrow more about that as the plans are finalized by CHASA. And then also working on a story about esports, which I saw you guys were big on at the beginning of this segment. So
yeah.
Rocky Mountain High School won a state championship in Rocket League.
Wow.
I admit I don't know a whole lot about esports, but I'm planning to learn a lot more in the next few days and write something up on it. It is a rapidly growing, and it's a competitive sport for Colorado high schools. They have state championships. The Mountain West Conference has Mountain West championships. So it's, like it or not, it's there, and I'm trying to learn a little bit more about it and what makes it go and why everybody loves it so much.
Well, hey, you're welcome to come watch a bunch of nerds play Madden on February, February 6th. It should be fun, man.
Well, Madden's one I can understand. Yeah. These games, you know, these League of Legends, Rocket League, some of the others, they're a little bit tougher. Madden's fine. I watch my kids play Madden, and I that one I can get.
Well, Kelly, I'll look forward to that. That sounds interesting, my friend, and we'll catch up with you next Thursday.
All right, sounds good.
Kelly Lyle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, in 8 minutes till the top of the hour. We'll take a short break here. Do you want to think On the Rocks Liquor? Make your next celebration On the Rocks, the best liquor store you will find in northern Colorado. The greatest people, the greatest selection, spotless. Got the drive-thru open late, open until midnight. 12:52 the time, well due for a break. We'll be right back, wrap up hour number one. It's the whole show, powered by PDC Energy.
New coach, new season, new hope. UNC Hoops can be heard right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Four minutes until the top of the hour. We'll get to general manager candidates and the big questions, the tough questions they're going to have to go through, or they should go through, if you're interviewing the next general manager. I mean, this is a new era, regardless of what happens with the ownership situation. So we're going to get to that. But how about Deshaun Watson? You know, that name coming up here, and it's mainly because, you know, you're seeing articles out in Pro Football Talk saying, hey, he might consider asking for a trade at some point. But listen, this is all just conjecture. But Pro Football Talk.NBC Sports asks a question: will Deshaun Watson ask for a trade? And it's all rumors. The Texans have already kind of said, hey, we're going to listen to Deshaun Watson whenever we're hiring our coach because we want his take. Well, his numbers are like right there with the best. I think he had the most yards this season. But what if you don't want to give a quarterback that much power? What if you're in a mode where, you know what, we have the best quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks, but it's not doing us any good? That's what's weird to me, though. I mean, it's all about finding the quarterback. You do whatever you can to keep your quarterback, and then the rest you fill in later. Second hour coming up next, Power to Play Sports poll question. Which game are you watching tonight? CSU, CU, UNC, or the Nuggets? We'll be right back.